people really want to know. A glorious, a fantastic, something we could celebrate event happened a couple weeks ago. Ed from Garden Isle says this. On July 10th, Bob and Ion recorded an analysis at Information Farm about Nisara and Christopher's story. Bob read from Christopher Story's July 10th report, and Ion commented on it. The analysis was recorded and posted on July 11th, and 3 days later, July 14th, Christopher Story died. Yee-hoo! On to the greater whatever, eternal melting. Chris Story got to experience his personal melting. Okay. Chris Story's last report, Ed continues, July 10th, has been removed from his World Reports website, and this notice has been posted. Quote, Christopher Story died peacefully at home on the 14th of July, 2010, after a short illness. End of statement. Ed asks us, did Christopher Story go to the Guff?
Yes.
Next point, was he assisted in his transition by the Ion and Bob analysis?
The consideration was a precursor because the path that he'd got himself down, you couldn't get anywhere. He'd got to the bottom of the rabbit hole, and then it's either come back and change everything, or just I'll leave from here. I won't have to go back home to repack a bag.
Okay, you just said he got down to a path, and then he couldn't, what, go anywhere further? He had to go back?
Right. He told everything that could be told. He told the queen was in trouble. He told everything of how Leo Wanta did all this stuff. And he told how Mike Cottrell was involved. And he told how the Nisara money was stolen. He told how that the Chinese owned everything. And he told how if they didn't pass the bill in 2000 that it was going to be the economic crisis of forever. He told that the G8 and the G7 and G20 were going to be scrambling around trying to figure out how to keep everybody typing. He told how that the money was forfeited and stolen out of the Ronald Reagan administration and how he didn't get his part and on and on and on and on and on from this. And he told how he provided money to the Sandinistas and the Contras. And he told about the Afghanistan thing. He told everything that could be told. And finally, he just ran out of things to tell.
And so he was so addicted to telling things, he was despondent that he had nothing more to tell.
At least said, please yourself. It's all up to you. You're an individual human creator, and that's the news. Have a good day.
And so you said he got down that rabbit hole. He ran out of things to tell, and he didn't want to go all the way back.
Right, and come back and say, oh, every human creator has their place of power, and it's a marvelous, delicious experience, and, you know, start having fun.
He didn't want to come back and say that.
Right, because everything was about what the NSA and the CIA and the ABC and the NBC and the DDB and the DNC and
the DVD
and the DVD and all the alphabet people were monitoring his every copious step. And then weaving all the conspiracy into the two lines of good text that was the news into this dynamic that rams along the periphery of the edge of that conspiratorial fringe to the point that this is why that is this and that is why and on and on and on and on and on. And so any point that came along after a little while, it's kind of like, you know, this is about as much fun as a stick in the eye. The best you get is rectally probed by the Lemurians.
He came to that, you're saying.
And, Bob, you have a more exclusive than probably anybody else on the planet. You've sat down head-to-head and talked to him voluminously and got a feel for what he was about. You had the testicles to knock on his door without an appointment. And it's, why did you come here without an appointment? And Bob's response was, I don't make appointments.
Right.
He's like, have a nice day. And he's like, come in. You know, he couldn't stand it. He was just a moth to the flame. Then quickly, soon after that, reported you as a government agent.
Yep.
That came to infiltrate the World Report dot org one more time and every other periphery along with that. And not to know that Bob was much more powerful than that. He wouldn't take the pay cut just to work for the government. My stars. But anyhow... You know, didn't know he was really reporting to the Secret Council of Ten. Didn't want to say that. But he was just absolutely embraced with that because it's kind of like, aha, I've struck a tone. Now people are interested because they're trying to keep suppressed the information that I'm freely willing to share. And that's the point. And it got to the place where people were like, so what? Yeah. Okay, good.
But he struck a tone. You're saying he enjoyed the initial response. He did get attention originally, and everybody was interested where it would lead.
Right. And it's just like the theories flash forward. Once they gave it out that it was a machine causing the flash forwards, they canceled the show because nobody cared anymore. Oh, okay. There's no more mystery now. You mean stuff comes out during coitus and this is the end of that? Okay, good. I'm good. But now I know the whole program is not quite as exciting as it was before it had ever happened before.
Okay. It is true, on April 4th, 2008, I visited Chris Story in London. Once I got his attention by saying, I don't make appointments, he invited me in, so we got 15 minutes. I'll talk to you for 15 minutes, and I didn't even know what I was going to ask. But we get talking, so we end up talking for 3 hours, and he breaks off his appointment with his daughter and his wife to keep it going. But basically, I was telling him that his situation was erroneous. I didn't tell him to go back in his path of joy and what Iron would say, but I was pointing out that technically it could not be what he was saying because of the virtual economy we lived in. And he said, no, this is the way it is. So we ended that point, and he kept calling me for information. And a week or so later, he said that I was a CIA agent who came in without an appointment. And then a couple weeks later, he referred to me again, but he called me an NSA agent at that time. So that's
you got upgraded.
True. Yeah, I got upgraded. And he was getting close to what I actually was, an agent for the Secret Council of 10. And it's true what he picked up. He knew I knew a lot and understood the situation. But for me personally, it was interesting how he would block on the point. In other words, take my point, agree with it, or get into it, explore it. Then make up other stuff.
As Bob would say, prove me wrong. It's not very difficult. Many have, but they just don't last long enough to do it many, many, many times.
Yes, I actually now remember. I said, talk about what I'm suggesting. Add that to what your commentary is. And he did, about a month later, did bring in the virtual economy. He made a statement he would never make, never seen before, and he alluded to what I was saying, but he never stuck on the point and went back to Christianity and fundamentalism and how Satan's
right.
taken over and is the end times, blah, blah, you know. Despondency, and I thought to myself, this guy's going to be dead soon. I mean, today, things are happening so, not fast, so gloriously. Things happen so gloriously. If you get into a rut about some thought and think you got to maintain that thought forever, you're going to croak, which is great. Today, you can only feel good. If you don't feel good, you don't survive. Isn't that what you're saying, Ian?
Absolutely. And if you don't feel good, what's the point of hanging around? See how much contrast you can get out of? Good.
And that's because the thinning of the veil and the vibration of the universe is changing, and only those that feel good are allowed here anymore. So that's pretty interesting.
How many have had private engagements with us, and they're not trying to say, how do I manifest money to pay for my house? It's what witty new fun things can I figure out? I haven't made a house payment in 2.5 years. What new fun witty thing can I do to stay in my house another 8 months and not pay the sons of bitches another dollar and still get a tax credit for staying and looking after the place for them? It's not how do I manifest the money to make this be done. It's what new fun little angle can I take to screw Big Papa one more time kind of thing. And it's just for the fun of it. People make businesses of hiring to show people how to come into their place of power to screw someone else out of what they were not going to pay for anyway.
There's a lot of rumors that Chris Story was murdered. Was he murdered beyond the fact that he wanted to commit suicide? Did someone help him have his suicide?
There is no murder, and if he hadn't had any assistance whatsoever, which he was doing it to himself, they couldn't have. They couldn't murder you. The only successful murder. You can have attempted homicide, but the only murder is when you're ready to go.
So he was ready to go. Now, when you gave an inventory of the kind of things he talked about, like the queen lost her money, was in trouble, and all those other things, those statements were accurate that he said. Not his scenario. Leo Wanted was all involved in all this stuff and all that, but...
Yeah, it would be the sky is blue, and that'd be a true statement. But then it would be the sky is blue, and that they're going to cause a hurricane, and it's going to kill you in your bed. That's why you died.
Yeah, Leo wanted to paint the sky green, and then they managed to take away his paints and repaint it blue, and they owed Leo wanted for his green painting, and they never paid him. That's what you mean. That's the extra part.
Absolutely. Where Leo got his money in the first place was from Ronald Reagan. And that's the money that they were supposed to give back to him because he got the money from Reagan to bring in more money into the economy rather than having to print the money because they didn't want to have to go through a Senate subcommittee. Just go create the money and bring it back in so we can pay for Star Wars so that we can, because we watched all those movies years and years ago with the world wars and all this business, so when Russia, if Reagan had known Russia was going to turn out the way they are, he could have saved a fortune during the Cold War and said, you guys just go have fun. You ain't got nothing. You ain't going to do nothing. We'll buy you for a penny in a minute. And we could have saved those hundreds of millions back when that was something, hundreds of millions of dollars paying for the Star Wars campaign. Oh, you got it all. Now what you going to do with it? Great. You built the bridge, but it doesn't go anywhere. Good. You've got the bridge. You own the bridge. You can charge a toll, but it doesn't go anywhere. So nobody's riding on your bridge. Well, you could have just as easily, if you'd have known all that, you'd have known that it wouldn't have been an issue or a problem, and it wouldn't have been. You could have saved 20 years of Cold War propaganda that came from that whole process. And then, it would have been very simple.
So Lecuona was given money not to attack the Russian ruble.
No.
What was he given money for?
To put it in program trading to raise huge, vast amount of sums of money to bring back into the U.S. so he could adequately pay for the Star Wars campaign so they could blow up Russia if they got out of hand.
And then you pointed out how the absurdity of that whole operation was.
Well, the whole issue that Chris got into with that was give Leo his money back. Well, the money that he owed him was Ronald Reagan's administration money.
He owed Chris Torrey $35,000. Chris Torrey bailed him out. Did Lecuona ever have intention to pay Chris Torrey back?
Gracious, no.
Why not?
Because he didn't have to.
Chris Torrey had the document showing that Lecuona had been loaned the money and would pay it back. So why did Leo ignore those papers?
Wait a minute. Why would Chris Torrey get involved if he was worried about getting his money back? Why would he file papers registering the debt with somebody he knew wasn't going to pay it back anyway?
He bailed out Lecuona. Why didn't Lecuona pay him back?
Because he didn't have to.
Did he not respect Chris Torrey?
He was playing him like a cheap lady of ill repute.
And why would Lecuona have that attitude towards Chris Torrey?
Because he was the only shock jockey, because Larry King wouldn't have him on to talk about the scandal.
I'm not sure. I wasn't reading Chris Torrey in 2004. I don't know if Chris Torrey was writing the way he was writing until a while after he got Lecuona out of jail. I don't know. You might be right. But you're saying that Lecuona saw an opportunity to be publicized by whatever media Chris Torrey had access to.
Absolutely. And then once that becomes the stir, what you have to do, ask Jesse Ventura. He'll tell you. You got to sneak it out there. Lay it out for everybody. Let them be talking about it at the beauty parlor so that there's tiniest little minute thread of something you call truth. And then you take and lay a little bit more and lay it out there so that there's a little bit of mumblings. Not Radar Online or anything, not TMZ, not anything significant. Just the least little bit of a hint of a scent of jasmine or some wonderful flower smell in the air. Then that validates, oh, wait a minute, I've smelled that before. I know what that smells like. I didn't know what it was. And then you go, aha, here's the bush that made the flower that created the scent. It permeated your nose. Ah. And I'm not going to tell you where the bush is, but I've written a book, and you can buy the book, and all will be revealed, and then it won't tell you much more than it did when they were listening to the trailers telling you about the conspiracy that was such a conspiracy that it couldn't be told. I mean, it starts to remind you of The Secret and some of the other campaigns that have been orchestrated to tell you something that then didn't tell you anything. The same process is that laying it out, then it becomes vindicated, then it becomes validated, and then lo and behold, it ain't long until Joy Behar's got you sitting on the sofa at The View asking you what you meant when you wrote this book and how that is and how you felt and why they're going after you, and rah, 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 and then the next thing you know, everybody gets that, see? He's on The View. See? I told you.